Welcome to Saroni Self-Care Session, a podcast designed to deliver conversations about building resilience towards healthy living. Tune in to our latest episode with me, your host, Maximiliana. We hope you find the conversation meaningful and inspiring. And today on episode 42, I want to talk about something very simple. In fact, it's a total cliche topic, I suppose. We hear every day people say better late than never, right? So as we stand at the end of October and at the beginning of November, with just 2 months left in 2024, it's the perfect time to remind ourselves that it's never too late to start making positive changes in our lives. And also, you know by now that I have volunteered to remind you and encourage each and every one of you to take care of your health, right? I actually learned a thing or two this week in terms of health. I read this quote somewhere about types of wealth, and it was showing 4 types of wealth. Money wealth, also there's time wealth, and social wealth, and health wealth. And we normally forget about time, health, and our social lives. And I find it very interesting. That's why I truly want to encourage each and every one of you guys to do better in terms of our health. So yeah, just do yourself a favor and move your body well, feed your body accordingly, and also don't forget to rest it well. By now, I think I've been singing this song a lot and I'm not gonna stop. That is what we are mainly going to talk about. We are going to encourage people to move their body well, feed their body well, and also rest their body well. You might be thinking as well, but the year is almost over. And yes, it is. But that doesn't mean we should wait until January 1st to start our personal journeys, you know? Whether it's eating more nutritious food, moving our bodies more, or simply taking the time to rest and recharge, every small step we take now can lead to a big change down the road. And that is for sure. Let's talk about nutrition first, for example. It's so easy to fall into the trap of convenience foods, especially when we are so busy. But making a conscious effort to include more fruits and vegetables and whole grains in our diet can make a whole difference, you know? Think of it as fueling your body with the best possible ingredients. And remember, it's not about perfection, guys. It's about progress. And so far, if you ask me, for the past 2 years, I have made so much progress in terms of my personal life. You've seen me running, jogging, trying to incorporate more vegetables and fruits on my diet and taking interest in juicing and the like. So I think you can also do the same, and it's never too late. And also, in terms of body movement, our bodies are designed to move, guys. We are designed to move. Like, what are you doing if you are not moving your body? What are you doing? And incorporating even a little bit of physical activity into our daily routine can boost our mood, energy levels, and, you know, overall health. Whether it's a simple walk, a dance session in your living room or in your bedroom, actually, or a gentle yoga practice, or just stretching. Find something that you enjoy and make it a part of your day. And that is gonna change your life completely. And in our fast-paced world, taking time to rest and recharge is often overlooked. I'm guilty about this as well. I sometimes forget to just rest. I think I have no time to rest. And every time, actually, you know, as people, as human, I feel like we enjoy complaining about, it's like an addiction or something. We are talking about, oh, I didn't sleep at all. People are bragging about the little sleep they have, you know. People are bragging about how little they are resting. That is absolutely insane. We have to wake up and find time to rest. I know I'm also guilt about this, but I'm trying to do better. And as I'm reminding you guys to rest, I'm also taking the opportunity to also remind myself to rest. Okay, on a personal note, it's been 2 months actually since I registered at the gym on top of my running and jogging routine, and it has completely changed my life. I feel more connected to the world around me than I have ever felt
you know, in a long time. And, you know, I've also gained some muscles, right? I'm not joking, guys. You can see, even in my voice, you can feel it. I've gained some new friends as well on top of muscles. Can you imagine, guys? I would register over and over and over again. As we wrap up October and step into November, let's embrace the idea that it's never too late. You know, it's never too late to start anything, actually. Every day is a new opportunity to make choices that support our health and happiness. Remember, it's the small, consistent action that lead to lasting change. And thank you so much for joining me today on Saroni Self-Care Station. I'm your host, Maximiliana. And please do not forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify, and whenever you get your podcast, and also on our social media, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok. Just go and search Saroni Self-Care Station. And we would really, really appreciate you following us there, and also give us a review or comment on our social media. That being said, thank you so much and see you next time. Bye-bye. Kwaheri.